Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church. And the next several weeks in our calls to worship, I'm going to be working my way through 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which has become known as the Great Love Chapter. And hopefully we'll encourage you as we look at these verses of Scripture that we might consider the importance of love, the importance of love. And we're looking at the word specifically agape in the Greek language, which is that sacrificial love of the will. It relates less to emotion and more of the action of the will, the volition involved in love. And I want to look at the first three verses here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity or love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Now that's the first paragraph of this particular chapter, and he's laying out the scope and understanding of how love compares with other great virtues. Now that's important to see here. These other great faith, giving, charity in the sense of giving to help those that are poor, those things are all brought into perspective here as we consider the word love here. And then he says, you know, at the very beginning, speaking with tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become as sounding brass. I went to one percussion recital when I was in college. It was a master's level percussion recital. And I want to tell you, it was the most boring 45 minutes I ever spent in my life. They had the timpani out there, the kettle drums were all out there, and he played a song on that one. And it was, I don't know what it was. And then he had a cymbal song, clashing the cymbals together and all that kind of stuff. And boy, he got into it. But I just didn't see the melodic line in all of that. I was trying to imagine, I wonder what song that would go with, you know. And then he had a thing where he had several different of those things. He had the little chime sticks and he had bells and so forth like that that he had put together. And he passed. He got his master's degree in percussion instruments. And he did it really well. But I have to say that it was not my favorite recital that I've ever attended. All right? Because it was missing a melodic line. All right? And that's what is being said here. If you do the crashing cymbal and that's nice. But it's missing something. It's missing the melodic line. And what's the melodic line of the believer's life? The melodic line, folks, is the love of the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and life. Faith, the other great virtues, hope, they all play a supporting role to love. We need to always keep that in mind. God's love. I'm not talking about the love that's manufactured by this world, because there's nothing similar to God's love in that regard. We're talking about biblical love, biblical understandings of love. And so I want to encourage you, as we've gathered together today, to examine your heart. We're going to be looking at the prophet Samuel. He's going to be standing before the children of Israel. He's going to speak to them in 1 Samuel chapter 12. And he's going to speak to them out of a heart of love. He loved them dearly. And he saw them going down a road that was going to take them away from God. And he speaks in love. And I think it's important for us to understand that love is not just mushy, you know, give everybody what they want type stuff. That's not love. Love is being honest. And love is giving sacrificially to help those that we're concerned about. And so we're going to hopefully develop that in the morning worship service. But I pray that you love and that you desire to love as Christ loves. That's the only kind of love that has meaning, and it is the primary aspect of the Christian life that should be demonstrated to those that are lost and dying in this world.